Our responsive reading is taken from Psalm 126, verses 1 through 6. It's on page 847 of the Blue Hymnal. Please stand with me on that, and if you are able, please stand for that. Page 847. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream.
Our mouth was filled with laughter,
and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them.
The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad.
Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the water courses in the Negev.
Reap with shouts of joy.
Those who go forth in weeping, bearing and seed for sowing,
shall come home with shouts of joy, carrying their sheaves.
It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. This is our prayer time now as we come before God with our prayers of blessings and give thanks to God for all the numerous blessings that we receive in our lives. And also it is a time to share our prayers of concerns and burdens together as a church family, lift them up to the throne of grace of God. God has promised us that He will answer our prayers according to His time and His will, and we trust in His promise, and also His will is better than any of our plans or any of our will. So in that trust in God, let us go to God in prayer together. The regular prayer items are listed at the back of the bulletin. Continue to pray for these items and people listed here as we remember some of these special call-outs here. Continue to pray for Martha and Rich. Martha is online with us worshiping today. And please pray for Guillermo. He is here today with Liliana. Glad that you were able to make it here today. He has to do another five more chemos. Yes. Right. And he finished one course. He's better now. So let us keep in our prayers to be strong. He's a person of strong faith. And people of strong faith can endure. So we know that. So please, we'll keep you in our prayers. Okay. And Miss Lou texted me that she's not feeling well. She had a back pain that started a few weeks ago, but it's getting worse. So please keep her in our prayers today. Continue to pray for Bob Donald. He is in that nursing facility now. He had a pneumonia that is better now, and he's on some medicines, and I think he's out of that, but he's still not very comfortable with the new environment in the nursing home. So please pray that God gives him the patience to handle those things. Continue to pray for Jack. He's doing better. I hope that he was, but Linda is here today. Glad that you're here today also. We keep him in our prayers. Please let him know we love him. Keep him in our prayers all the time. And Jean McBrayer has had some difficult time in the last few weeks after she was in the hospital. She's back home now. Did you hear anything late?
I called her this morning and she said, and I asked her this morning to come get her, to bring her to church, and she said she was still dizzy, you know.
Yeah, she's very frail in, yeah. She's very frail in her body, need strength in her body. So we keep in our prayers as well. Any other special call-outs or prayers?
I spoke to Gene Brown on Saturday.
Okay.
And he's still holding his own.
Yep, okay.
close.
Yeah, please keep Gene Brown, our former pastor, in our prayers as he's getting old.
Please pray for my neighbor across the street, Jan Malinsky, age 74. She had a massive, real bad stroke last Monday in the afternoon.
He's doing what?
Trenton, our grandson, just pray for him. He's got something in the morning to have to.
Oh, okay. All right. Let us keep those who are affected by the weather, hurricanes and problems. Is the storms in Kentucky and what other state was it? Tennessee?
Illinois,
Arkansas. Yes. So a lot of people died, and a lot of people are struggling with the rest of the remains of that disaster that happened. So please keep them in our prayers. I was talking to Penny that in Georgia we have been really fortunate. I don't know why, it is God's mercy. So let us be thankful. At the same time, keep those in our prayers, and also whatever we can do to help them with the relief work, help us, let us do that as well.
Yeah, I'm thankful my husband was very near the storm.
He was in Kentucky, yeah.
He's okay. He's in Kentucky now, so. But several of his friends had damage.
Let us keep our service workers, our healthcare people, our servicemen, military, fire, police, our trash workers, grocery clerks, delivery people, you name it. I mean, a lot of people working day and night behind the scenes to help us and give us all the things that we need on a daily basis. Keep them in our prayers, particularly during this holiday season, and also stop by and thank them and make an effort to thank them. And if you can donate something, that is also a good gesture to do that during this time. Please pray for the nation. Our country needs a lot of prayer, particularly during this holiday season. The president of our nation, vice president, cabinet members, and all the lawmakers in Congress and Senate, and also the state lawmakers and governors, a lot of people who make decisions that affect our lives. Let us pray that God will give them the wisdom and the Holy Spirit will guide them to do the right things and make the right decisions. So let us keep them in our prayers. Let us pray for world peace. A lot of countries are struggling with COVID. At the same time, a lot of countries are struggling with the internal wars and political conflicts, particularly in Taiwan and many other parts in the Middle East. So keep that in our prayers for a peace, for peace in this world, that God is the source of all peace. And let us look to Him to bring peace to this world. Are there any other call-outs, special call-outs? If not, let us go to God in prayer together, and we will have a few moments of silent prayer, and then I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Jesus said, "Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?" Loving God, we thank you for the gift of life, with all its joys and blessings that come with it. Thank you for the blessings that you shower upon us every day. Even when we have been unfaithful, you have been faithful to us, and thank you for that. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection every day. We come before you with a grateful heart, for everything that we receive is from you and you alone. At the same time, we also look up to you for our needs. Many of us have burdens in our hearts and concerns and worries that trouble us, Lord. We seek your presence and we seek your comfort during this time, because you are the one who can make us whole. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Thank you for always being there as our friend when we find ourselves lonely. When we go through sorrows and loss and grief, you give us comfort and peace. We come before you for our healing, for our sick ones at this time also. We lift them up, all those who have been named here, particularly that we called out today. We pray for, continue to pray for Rich and Martha and Bob and Jack. Be with them and be with their families and heal them, Lord, and touch them with your healing hand. Above all, we pray for peace in their hearts and minds and also in their families. We also pray for Guillermo. He's so able to be with us here today in our worship. Continue to be with him in his treatment. Give him the strength in his body, in his soul and spirit. And also Liliana, who cares for him during this time. Bless them as a family. Let your presence be with them. We pray for Bob Donald in the new facility, Lord. Give him peace. Above all, give him the patience to adjust to the new circumstance, Lord. And give him the comfort of your presence in his stay there. We pray for Miss Lou as she is struggling with her back pain. We pray for your healing hand to touch her, Lord, at this time. As we unite in prayer and faith, we pray for healing at this time, Lord, and touch her as she going back to the doctor in the next few weeks with her treatment. We pray that you'll give the doctors and the nurses the guidance to do the right medication and the treatment for her. We pray for Jean McBrayer also as she is struggling with her physical ailment. Touch her, Lord, with your healing hand. Strengthen her body and her spirit during this time. And we pray for family as well, to fill them with your peace and comforting presence. We pray for Jan Lewinsky, Robert's neighbor, who had a stroke this week. We pray for your healing hand to touch her, Lord. Above all, we pray for your peace for her and her family. And we pray for Trenton, as he is facing certain things in his life. We pray for your guidance for his life in the future, and everything to turn out very well, and guide him, Lord, and guide their families, Lord, and give them peace. We pray for Gene Brown as he is also struggling with his old age and illness. We pray for your comforting presence be with them and his family. We pray for all of those who are struggling with various illnesses and difficulties and problems in their lives in various ways. Particularly, we lift the people who are affected by the storm in the last couple of nights. We pray for your comforting presence there, particularly those who are grieving at the death of their dear ones. Pray for your peace to give them and fill them in their hearts and minds. Above all, let your presence be there, particularly with the relief workers and supporting people there, to give them the necessary tools that they need to do the things that they have to do there. Let your spirit work through that effort there and give them all the blessings that they need and the grace that they need during this time. We pray for our country, Lord, particularly our nation, as we go through this holiday time and looking forward to the Christmas celebration and the New Year. We pray for your peace throughout this land, and we pray for peace and around the world. And a lot of countries are struggling politically and internal struggles and conflicts in various places, and also the pandemic. We pray for your healing into this world and to our country. We pray for the president of this country and all the lawmakers and the decision makers who make decisions. Give them the wisdom, and also the Holy Spirit may guide them to give them to do the right things and have the wisdom to do the right things. We thank you for all of our service workers, our healthcare people, doctors and nurses, our mailmen, our delivery clerks, our trash workers, and all those service workers, our military, police, fire, and many other services that work day and night, risking their lives for serving us. We thank you for their services, and we pray for their safety and pray for their families as well this time. We pray that you'll be with us today, Lord, as we gather here to worship here. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit, to lift up your name, to glorify your name, so that we can be blessed and be empowered by the Holy Spirit as we go from this place to be more powerful witnesses for you in the days to come. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, the offertory time now, the ushers may come and take up the offering, please. Will stand for the doxology. Praise God from all things flow, praise Him all creatures here below, praise Him above ye heavenly hosts, praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Let us pray. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and all we are. We come before you with a portion of what you have given us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Help us, Lord, to be faithful stewards of your abundance and the caretakers of your blessings that you have entrusted to us. We offer ourselves at this time as an offering as well. May we find joy in freely giving our prayers, presents and gifts. We thank you for those who were able to give today, and also pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love. Bless and help us to use this offering to share your love to this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
If you can remain standing, please, we will read the scripture now. It is taken from the Gospel according to Luke. Chapter 2, verses 1 through 12.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, to the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word. It has come before you. Open our hearts and our minds to this word, O Lord. The living word that came and appeared in this world through Jesus Christ. As we celebrate the coming of the Messiah into this world, help us also to celebrate the coming of Messiah into our lives. Thank you for sharing your word with us so that it can become life and spirit in our lives, and also become life and spirit to this world through our lives. Bless us, Lord, and illumine our souls so that your power of the word will come into our lives that we can spread that good news of great joy to all the world through our lives and experiences in this world. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So the joy of Christmas is about a joy that God has given to this world, not to certain people, but to the whole world. As we read today from the history of the birth of Jesus in the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, we read here today. Well, shepherds were out in the fields nearby keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and they were terrified. But the angel told them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." So it was an unexpected group of people who received the great news. Out of all the people living in that time, around the world, or even in that region, God chose to bring that great news through his angels to the shepherds who were watching their sheep at night somewhere in the middle of their land. So the essence of Christmas is about bringing joy to this world in the life of our ordinary circumstances. In the ordinary and the mundane life that we have in this world, God brings great news, good news of great joy into this world. That is what the birth of Christ is all about. Sometimes we get confused with many things in this world and look at things that bring happiness to us. You know, we pursue various things to pursuing happiness. Pursuit of happiness is one of those things that are guaranteed in our country, in our liberty, freedom, all of that things that we take for granted and is guaranteed to us. But what is happiness? Is that the same thing as joy? Many times we confuse these two things. Happiness is something that comes to us. I don't believe we can pursue happiness. Those who pursue happiness will never find it. That's what one of the great authors are saying in his book that I read recently today. It is like a mirage. You follow it thinking that you can achieve happiness by obtaining certain things. Money, power, fame, all these things that we pursue as we see in this world to seek happiness. But happiness seems to elude us. That is because we are looking happiness as something that we think we can earn and achieve on our own effort. But joy is a little different from that. Joy is something that God already gave you. It is up to you to receive and experience in your life. Joy is God's presence coming into this world and into our lives. That is what joy means. See, it doesn't matter what happens around us. Whatever we pursue, God has given us the gift of joy in our lives already. It is up to us to respond to that joy and experience it. It's a personal decision. You can be a most successful people, or one of the successful people that you may consider in this world, but you may not have joy deep down in your life. Joy is something that we see and grow beyond ourselves and think and also experience in our lives so that we can give that joy to others. Joy will never reduce regardless of where we are. It's like a candle lit here. You can light 1,000 candles from this one candle and this candle's brightness will never go down. You can light another 1,000,000 candles out of it. The brightness of this candle is not affected. That is what the joy and peace also that God gives us. As we share it, it multiplies. without reducing what we have. But the happiness that we pursue, or we think that we pursue and we earn, when we cannot share it honestly because we are all self-centered, we actually try to acquire that happiness because we want to experience it. But joy is outward, not inward. But those material happinesses that we are looking for are inward. We try to experience it and enjoy it. That is what God wants us to remember during this holiday season, particularly during this Christmas season, to share that gift of joy that God has given us in our hearts, so that others can experience the same joy in their lives without reducing our joy in our hearts. The good news is that God is coming to this world with that joy to give to everybody. In 1 Timothy, Paul says that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners. That is the great news of joy. Because God is a holy God and He doesn't have to love the sinners. But He chose to love the sinners, you and me, even in our sin. He gave His only Son to this world so that we can be redeemed from our sinful nature. Paul says and continues to say that He was separated unto the gospel which was promised through the prophets in scriptures hundreds of years before. God's people have been promised that one day the Savior and Messiah would come, and that Messiah is here in this world today, in us and in this world. The shepherds were awakened by the extraordinary message: today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you, and He is Messiah the Lord. And it is a news of great joy of all people, because all people need a Savior, because we would never save ourselves by our own efforts. No matter how much you try, you can never be presentable and holy in front of God. All of our good works that we try to do are like filthy rags in front of God. That's what the Bible tells us. God is a holy God. And only God can make and redeem us and make us holy, because He sent His Son who died for us so that we can become like Jesus as we live in this world. So the Savior has come. The joy has come into this world. And the good news will be that we can share that joy to other people, that we can bring that joy to other people in this world. The other good news is that it's also for all the people. He did not choose a certain section of the people. He could have chosen many during that time when He was born. But He chose not to be taking a separating a group of people, but to include everybody. The good news is for everyone. That's what the angel said, that the good news of great joy for all the people, regardless of geography, race or color or our background, no matter what it is. God does not discriminate on any of those grounds that we usually generally look at. God loves all the people, and that is the great news of joy. Gospel is good news for the outcast and the marginalized. That is why we see the message first came to the shepherds. They were not considered to be one of the elite class at that time. Particularly, shepherds were considered to be outsiders, because they had the lowest profession. They did not dress well, or they did not smell nice. They smelled really bad during that time. So they actually spent most of their time in the fields with the their own sheep, tending their sheep. The good news is that God's angel appeared to the shepherd saying that there is great news for you as well. Regardless of what your social status is, even from the lowest to the highest, God's love and God's joy that He wants to give is universal to everybody. It does not how dark your situation right now, in our life situation, do not matter. The good news is that Jesus' forgiveness and His joy burst through the light and the disciple, like the shepherds in the fields in the night. Peter says that in Acts 10, that God does not show favoritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears Him and does what is right. The good news of great joy is for all the people around the world. The good news is also that God is doing a great thing among ordinary people, living ordinary lives with ordinary problems. The daily routines that we go through, we can find joy, God's joy, because of the gift of joy that God gave us through Jesus Christ. Many times we see our own lives in the same way as the shepherds, as ordinary and serving no special purpose many times. But the good news of great joy is that through Jesus Christ coming, who gave eternal significance to the even most ordinary situations of our lives. So the coming of this king is not just good news for a certain elite group of people. It is not just good news for those who have their acts together. It is not just good news for the powerful and the privileged. The angel said, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people, for everybody, regardless of your background, your birth, your position, all the people, the unimportant and the important, the shepherds and the kings. Jesus' story brings good news. Good news for sinners and prostitutes. Good news for tax collectors and the sick and the lame. Good news for the outsiders. Good news for the Jews and the Gentiles. And good news for the Samaritans and the discarded and the marginalized. Regardless of who and background or whatever we are, God's great joy is great good news for all of us. And the greatest news that God's Son has come to this world to give us, He is also here today in us, in this world. Matthew chapter 1, we read about this, that all this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet, that the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, that they will call him Emmanuel, meaning God with us. The same Jesus who was born in this world over 2,000 years ago is still here today because you and I are the witnesses of his birth in this world. He lives in us in this world today. And here is our opportunity that God has given us through our lives to show that to this world. Many people believe that God is not there in the middle of some of these disasters that are happening. Some people believe that God is punishing us through these various tragedies that are happening around us because God is an angry God. That is not the truth. The message of Christmas is telling us that God is not an angry God. He is a loving, kind God. No matter what happens around us, those tragedies and grief and loss and suffering, these are all because of a broken world that we are in. But in the middle of those tragedies, the loving, kind God is here with His presence to comfort us and to take us through this so that we can have the joy in our hearts regardless of what happens outside. The Messiah is coming as one of us, Emmanuel, God with us, is the greatest good news that we could ever hope to receive. The good news of God's promised Messiah demonstrates God's favor to all the people. In Psalm 16, David says, in your presence there is fullness of joy. Wherever God's presence is, there is fullness of joy. We may be going through a difficult time with our health, or a difficult time in our family situation, or whatever we are going through, grief or loss or broken relationship. But the good news is that there is fullness of joy when God's presence is there with us. Many people today have heard the message of Christ and His Savior, but they have never taken the next step to finding themselves to be with Jesus. To feel the presence of Jesus, we have to receive that in our lives, personally. The second-hand faith is not going to give us the peace and joy. We have to have a first-hand faith to receive the Son of God into our lives today. So we can have that joy bubbling in our lives, and also the world can share that joy with us. Jesus came to this world to understand the pain and the reality. He knows what we are going through, and He will be there with us in our suffering, in our pain. A store owner was putting a sign up on his door that he had some puppies for sale, a little puppies. And the signs like that have a way of attracting many people, particularly children. So a little boy was walking through the street and saw this sign, this puppies for sale. And he went in and asked him, you know, how much are you going to sell the puppies for? And the owner said it can be anywhere from $20 to $50 depending on what kind of puppy you want. And the boy reached out in his pocket and pulled out some change, and he had about $2.37. And he said, I don't have a lot of money, I have $2.37, but at least can I have a look at these puppies? And the owner smiled, and he called somebody at the back, and there came a lady with a bunch of puppies behind her, following her. And those puppies were running down the aisle, the store followed by many, many little tiny puppies behind them. But one of them, all the way behind, was lagging and considerably walking very slowly behind all of them. And immediately the little boy looked at that one all the way at the back, the lagging and the limping puppy, and said, what is wrong with that little puppy? Then the store owner told him the doctor had examined the little puppy and discovered that it was born without a hip socket. And it would never walk. It would always limp. And the little boy became excited. And he said, that's the little puppy I want to buy. The store owner said, no, you don't want to buy that puppy. That little dog, he will never walk. And it is a lot of work to care for him. But if you really want him, I will just give him to you. The little boy was a little upset. And he looked into the store owner's eyes and told him that I don't want to give him to me. The dog is worth every bit as much as all the other dogs. And I will pay the full price for him. In fact, I will give you my $2.37 today, and I will pay you 50 cents every week, and I will have him paid for. The owner was very confused. He said, you really don't need this puppy. It's a lot of work to care for this puppy. It needs medical care. It needs daily care. He's never going to be able to walk, and it's going to be a big problem for you. And he will not be able to run around or play with you as you like to think that he can. But to this little boy, he actually reached out his pants and rolled up his pant leg and showed the store owner a twisted, crippled leg supported by a big metal brace. And he looked at the owner and replied, well, I don't run good myself either. And the little puppy will need someone who can understand. Jesus came to this world because we were not fully complete in every sense. We were limping, we were walking lame, we had all kinds of deformities because sin has taken over us. But God so loved us that he sent his own son who is holy and sinless so that he can become sin for us. And that is why we are here today, to receive that joy and the peace that God has shared to this world through his Son Jesus Christ. As we celebrate this Christmas, remember it is only because of him and not because of us. And let us be thankful for that. The altar is open for prayer today. If you want to come and spend your time here today, I'll pray with you, or we can all pray together. Whatever situations that you are going through, God can make it whole. And he is the only one who can make it whole because he knows exactly what is going through in our lives. And trust in him. He is a good God. He is a kind God. And he is going to be there for us. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We will sing the closing hymn now, Joy to the World. If you want to come and pray here, please take the time to do that. If you are able, please stand for the closing hymn, Joy to the World. We will sing stanzas 1, 2, and 4.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Prepare to see the
people of God, as we go from this place. Our God is a kind and good God, and He's going to be there for us no matter where we are. Go in that knowledge and go in peace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Pastor, were we still...